Meeting's called to order at 7:03. Want to get a roll call, please, Jade?
Austin?
Here.
Alan?
Here.
Amy?
Here.
Jack?
Here.
Marita?
Here.
Arlene?
Here.
All right, we have a quorum. Excuse me. I will go on to the first order of business is the approval of agenda. At this time, any additions or corrections to the agenda? Arlene?
I just, under ordinance and resolution, change resolution 2009 to 2209. Resolution 2010
to
2010.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Harley. There was also an error in the what is it? Sales tax.
We're just putting an agenda.
Right? Oh, that was okay. Entertain a motion then to adopt the December 13th, 2022 agenda with corrections.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Marita.
Second.
Second by Arlene. Roll call, please, Jade.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
We'll go on to the next order of business is public comment on agenda items. Are there any public comment agenda items at this time? All right. Hearing none. We'll move on to the next is the consent agenda. There's one item on the consent agenda, the minutes of the regular meeting of November 9th, 2022. Everyone had a chance to read over the minute. Any corrections or? Arlene?
Okay, on page 3 under old business, fifth line down towards the end, it says they city still. I think it should be the city.
Thanks, Arlene. Anyone else? All right, hearing none. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes of November 9th, 2022?
I'll make a motion to adopt the first of the minutes with the one change noted.
Right, motion by Austin.
Second
by Marita. Roll call, please, Jade.
Jack?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Right, motion carried. We'll move on to reports. First report is Finance Officer Gunderson, but I believe he is absent. Bills tax are in the agenda. So if there aren't any questions, we'll move on to the next report is the Administrator. Oh, sorry, Arlene.
I just have a correction. At the last meeting, he made a correction on the sales revenue taxes for September. It was written as $34,113.37, and he corrected it to $70,879.32. So that didn't make this.
Okay.
Report.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
And then on the bank account.
Oh,
I wish.
Yeah. One extra number or something in there. So.
That was my question. That is accurate. That was, at the end of October, it was at 8 million. And then.
Other.
Put it on your
notes. Oh, yeah, the actual number is 784,637.84. So, yeah, for some reason it's off a little more. Anyway. Okay, thanks, Arlene. There's no other comments or questions. We'll move on to the next report with Administrator Jordan Keeler.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, Council, staff, members of the public. I was out for about 10 days last month to see family over the Thanksgiving holiday. Usually a bit slow around then, so I figured it's a good time to duck out and go harass my niece and nephew in person. I did meet with James Adamson. He is our ANTHC lead engineer. Nicole, you guys remember Nicole? She was the previous one. She reassigned. James took over about a year and a half ago. Did a site visit about a year and a half ago with Intra, I believe. So, you know, just, you know, talk about the system, what work's coming up. So, coming construction season, you know, stressed the need for a new burn box / incinerator. I also met with his boss, who oversees HE, or the Department of Environmental Health and Engineering for ANTHC. That person also oversees ARUC, which is the Alaska Rural Utilities Cooperative. So in that case, ANTHC handles all the billing, and they essentially run the utility systems for other communities. Generally, they're smaller communities that don't have much manpower, personnel, I should say. So again, I thank her for the, you know, people they've provided us, work they've done, and again, stress the need for a new burn box. I did meet with our assigned DOT planner for the region. The projects I submitted last month. So I submitted two projects last month, one under the Transportation Alternative Program, the other for CTP. One is to rehab the bridge in the harbor, the road bridge. The other is to rehab the pedestrian footbridge. Both projects passed initial screening. So, you know, it shows that we have ownership of the, you know, we have the right-of-ways, we have ownership, you know, we hit the city properties. No obvious permitting issues or legal issues or anything that would, at this point in time at least, stand out to say, hey, DOT, don't fund this. So those applications are due in February. I have to get some more pictures from DOT on the footbridge this week. I get some measurements too. If they want some more information. And AML is contracted with HDR, some engineering firm in Anchorage, statewide actually, nationwide, to help review grant applications. So once I get the initial grant applications done, I'll send it to the AML contract staff to review it. Just, I know they'll question it, so get their input and go back, revise it, and submit it for the due date. So I did also meet with the AML's point person on infrastructure projects, Aaron Reinders, former city manager on Alaska. Relationship with her just professionally from before this, so that was good to see her again in person and, you know, kind of lay out what we need. I did speak with our state representative who does our best practices score. The best practices score is done every 6 months. It reviews several aspects of water and wastewater operations. There's the technical side, which Dylan does a great job on. There's the reporting, the sampling, the best, or the abatement plan. Like maintenance plans and all that, so an operational side. And then there's the financial side, you know, is the city paying, you know, payroll tax? Does it have insurance? You know, that kind of stuff. And then what's been a point of conflict or disagreement or different perspectives, I guess, is the way they review the part I send in. They want to see if we're having meetings. There's a written report by the water sewer operator. They want to see our budget, any budget amendments. I was able to finally get this person nailed down to figure out what exactly we need to get our score where it should be. It reflects actual operations. Right now, the minimum score for state funding is 60, and we're at 62. However, having spoken with our new rep, and we've had probably six reps in under 5 years, there's just a out. So that those files are due by the end of this month. I have everything except for signed copies of the minutes. I'll get this week. So that should, you know, put us back, you know, where we belong, kind of the top tier of communities that get that best practices for, you know, your Anchorages, your Junos, your Fairbanks are included. It's, you know, Soldanos, First Bay Boroughs, for Sandpoint, Kinko's, and so on. I did get the documents in to get our community revenue assistance for this current year. Community revenue assistance is taken as an excess from the PCE endowment fund. So it's not guaranteed every year. It's somewhat of a football. All, you know, regardless of the administration and other things. So I got the documents into them that was needed. So we should have that. If we don't have it by now, we should have it in the next week or so. I know Curtis is out, so I can't check with him. That's about what I have right now. There's a couple things further down we'll go over, and then we do have the two executive sessions this evening. One is to discuss legal matters, and the other is to discuss personnel matters that may prejudice the public. So the person in question has agreed to do an executive session and not waive their rights.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Questions or comments for Jordan at this time?
On the best practices, what's the average score for communities our size? Is there one?
It depends. The King Code was opted out entirely. Mm-hmm. They just didn't see eye to eye. again, just with the constant turnover, I mean, I've seen 40s for communities that I know are pretty functional, up to like 80. So it just depends on, you know, the score. Whether or not they have meetings in the summertime, because a lot of communities don't have meetings that, you know, that people aren't making money. But in the past, we've scored, I think, the highest, 75, give or take, recently. So that's about where we should be. You know, we're never going to score. I don't think anybody scores 100, but, you know, we score pretty well, all things.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right, thanks, Harvey. Any other questions for Jordan? All right, hearing and seeing none, we'll go on to the next report. It is the Department of Public Safety with Police Chief Dave Anderson.
Good evening, everyone. Did my report make it into council packet? It did. Okay, great. I was sweating up there because I opened it downstairs. You guys have it? No?
I have it. I don't know how it's in the report packet. That's my fault.
That's okay. My big deal. I can read stuff, basically something. So during the month of November, we had 39 calls to 911, 20 for a med on call. We had two persons jailed, two for disorderly conduct, 6 EMS calls, 4 ambulance calls, 5 medevac, 14 test calls, 2 hang-ups, 2 security alarms, 1 civil complaint, 1 animal call, 1 ready report, 2 welfare checks, 2 trespasses as free assist, 1 eviction notice, 1 suspicious circumstances. This generated 21 reports by officers, 2 for miscellaneous, 1 for public assist, 2 civil issues, 1 ready report, 3 welfare checks, 4 agency assists, 1 lost and found property, 1 disturbance, 1 court document served, 1 drug paraphernalia found, 2 suspicious circumstances, 1 animal call, and 1 harassment complaint. November was fairly busy with various things that I just read off, but other than that, it wasn't too bad. I want to introduce this gentleman in uniform from Buford, Georgia. It's Officer Ben Allen. He's just completing his first 2 weeks tour of duty, and we've brought him up at all hours, so he's got a good taste of what it's like here, and we were just saying, he was just telling me how much he enjoys it. And one thing I like is he's actually smarter than I thought. So, Ben, introduce yourself.
And Benjamin Allen from Buford, Georgia. I'm truly loving. I just find here. I enjoy meeting people and talking.
For those of you that don't know, might have met him already. He was wearing a red suit and he had a white beard. It was pretty well received. They tried to get me to do it, but I couldn't get the boots on past my calves, so I didn't even have to ask. He just volunteered to do it, so that was pretty cool. Everybody really enjoyed it out there. It was a good deal. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it. Also with us, you're going to meet pretty soon, Jeff Thompson. He came to step off the plane, also from Georgia. And well, I guess we'll wait until later since you guys are off. Pretty much that's everything I have. If anybody has any questions. Yes, sir.
Can you clarify for people who may not be familiar with READY, what it stands for?
Report every dangerous driver immediately. It's an Alaska term. That's what they use in Alaska when you call 911 to report something. Call it a READY report.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Further questions for Dave? We'll move on to the next report, which we all just threw in. Logan is here if you have any questions for reporters.
I don't have a full report this month, but I will have the next. If you have any questions.
Okay. Any questions?
Yeah. Logan, where are we at? Training of the EMTs, EMS. I know you talked about working on that. I didn't know where we stand now.
I spoke to Paul Mueller weeks ago, and he had their training coming. I haven't been in this position with that. So in the meantime, I have it's coming until September 26th online.
Okay.
September 30th. And then we will have a going to come. I think
I didn't get a chance to talk to Paul today. I'll give him a call tomorrow. We'll get him finalized.
Great. Thank you. So, clarify for me, that's the ETT class?
ETT, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you, Logan.
All right. Thanks, Amy. Thanks, Logan. No further questions. Logan. Thank you, Logan. We'll move on to the next report. Is Fire Chief Rob Gaudi. Was he online?
Yeah.
Oh, you. Okay. Rob?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I only have one thing to report for the month of November. I had a concerned citizen seeing a lot of smoke at the incinerator area, and I went and checked it out. Everything was fine and just had to do with the cold weather at the time. So no other calls and nothing else to report except I will be resigning from fire chief no later than March 1st of next year. I do plan on staying as a volunteer. I just need to focus on my business and won't have the time. I really don't have the time to do the job how it should be done correctly. I work with Jim and finding a replacement. Hopefully we can get that going right away. I have a few suggestions. We can talk about that this week. I just need to focus on some other things, and I don't really think I have the time to focus on it and then accomplish the things that need to be done.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Any questions or comments for Rob? All right. Hearing none.
I actually have a question.
Oh, wait. Amy?
Thank you, Jimmy. It talks about scheduling classes for firefighting training in his report, but I don't know what that means.
Oh, yes. I was working on that to get myself and another person out to get some real training. And I'm going to readdress that issue here as I talk to Jim and the council at a later time.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Amy. Thanks, Rob.
Yep.
Okay, we'll move on to the next report, which is Public Works. Public Works Director Julius Carlson.
Good evening. For the month of November, we did a lot of upkeep on our equipment, kept up the roads, backfilled the water shut off ditch by the water tanks. We put a steering column on the trash truck and did some light work on the trash truck. dug up and replaced the residential water valve, put new blades and repaired a flat tire on the sand truck. I need to find some new tires for the sand truck. They're odd size. Worked on our little flatbed, got the four-wheel drive working, finished up with that backhaul barge, hauled some rock. My guys have been keeping the roads plowed and sanded. Get the fuel in the city buildings and the shop. Working on our winter equipment, tire chains, readers are being kept up. Doing some housekeeping at the shop. Keep them busy.
All right, Julius, thanks. Any questions or comments for Julius?
No comments. Hey, Julius, just wanted to say thanks to Public Works IC before school. Almost every day when it's icy, someone going out there with a plow truck and a sand truck, and, you know, with all the traffic since we don't have the bus this year, I really appreciate you guys stay on top of that like that.
Oh, yeah, these guys are happy to do.
All right,
I have a question.
Amy?
Julius, do you have a place where you keep all the sand? The reason I'm asking is I had somebody ask about the spit going down to the airport road, not being sanded, that Jason from DOT had done the sanding on it. Is that a point where you guys do sanding, or how does that work? I don't know.
No, we sand all the roads, but Jason, he can hit that too if he wants to. You know, he does once in a while.
Okay, so we have an unlimited supply of sand. It's not like we're low on it or anything.
Oh, we have sands, yeah.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Amy. Any other questions or comments for Julius? All right. Hearing none. All right. Thanks, Julius. We'll go on to the next report, which is with Water Sewer Supervisor Dylan Jacobson.
Hello, everybody. A couple things. We had Dane Robinson with NTHD out here this month. So this was the first time I've been here for a while. Last time I was here, I had COVID, so I got to go show him around this time. Made sure to point out to him that we would stay taken care of Johnson Avenue. That's a really important project. A couple other things been working in the trailer court trying to restore water service to the customer down there. Trying to get that done. Got water samples and reports done. Not a lot. What else major going on?
All right. Thanks, Dylan. Any other comments, questions for Dylan? All right, seeing none. Thank you, Dylan. Okay, we'll move on to the next report. This is Harbor Master Alan Kuchinoff.
Hello, everyone. For the month of November, we hauled some boats. We did some maintenance on the big and little lift. We worked on some bilge blocks, our alder removal from the harbor, moved some boats to be destroyed, and we changed the street light.
All right, thanks, Alan. Any questions or comments for Alan at this time? Austin?
Did you talk to, has there been any talking with Ted about the east wall or anything like that, or is that project still kind of just?
Yeah, it's we're working on that.
Yeah.
To complete the east wall?
Yeah.
Thanks, Todd. Okay. Any other questions or comments for Al? All right. Seeing none, thank you, Alan. Okay, that pretty much covers the report. We'll move on to the next item of business, which is hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. Resolutions, and the first is resolution. Resolution 2209 FY23 Fisheries Business Tax Program. Start with. Make a motion first. I guess we have a motion to adopt Resolution 2209 FY23 Fisheries Business Tax Program.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Resolution 2209 is something the city does annually as part of the shared business fisheries tax program. And the idea behind this is that coastal areas that have a commercial fishery have negative impacts from the fishery. Increased use of public safety, increased use of public facilities, increased use of the roads, so on and so forth. So most years, the state will allocate a portion of, I believe it was tax landed on landed salmon to various coastal communities in the state. It's been discussed in the past of taking it away. It's been a bit of football before, local football, excuse me. So the language is a bit clunky, but this is provided directly by the state. So by going this option, we say, yes, state, the percentage you want to give us, we're not going to challenge it. Otherwise, to challenge it, it's about a 25-page form, and I've never heard of how it's ever done that. So, and again, even if the city were to go through it and then win, there's no chance that it would be in the city's favor. So this is the standard practice. I know Bristol Bay Borough does it, Lake and Penn does it, Felicia's Borough does it, King Cove does it. We've always done it this way. So this is just a formality to get access to that funding. So again, this funding is subject to the state budget approval process. So the first step would be, if council approves, to pass this resolution and then wait for the state to go through the budget process. I haven't heard anything about it not being included this year, but you never know. I mean, last year it was included, but it was an election year. It's always easier to put money in the budget during an election year than not. So that's what we have for consideration.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Amy?
I'm reading this mutually agreed on population count for Lake and Penn, Earl Peninsula. Why? Can you explain that to me? Why that's in there?
So in the statistical fishery area the state considers, that's like the paradigm shipping ground.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I would have asked this. Sorry, I was sorry. During our workshops we have, and so I'm sorry about the question. It's going to sound pretty basic, but so FY23 of this upcoming or this fiscal year, but for the calendar year of 2022, so they're looking way back in time for the effects that we've had during that time. And
right, so it's a retroactive amount, and it fluctuates each year based on the value of the fishery.
Okay.
So it's never like X dollars, it's 2X, 0.5X. So we won't know until it's all finalized.
And is it per capita basis for the 60% based upon the 2020 census?
Yes.
Okay, so it stays flat for 10 years until the next census, essentially?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob. Any further questions for Jordan? All right, hearing none. At this time, do we have a motion to adopt Resolution 2209 FY23 Fisheries Business Tax Program.
Make a motion to adopt Resolution 2209.
Motion by Austin. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Arlene. Roll call, please, Jay.
Alan?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Marisa?
Yes.
Jack?
Austin. Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, we'll move on to the next item is Resolution 2210, Capital Improvement Project. Again, I'll hand the floor to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So Resolution 2210, for your consideration, reestablishes the Capital Improvement Project, or CIP list, for the city. goes to various funding agencies to request funding for projects. They like to see that the city has a CIP in place and that the project the city is requesting funding for is, in fact, on that list. It's a dynamic list. It's not set in stone. You know, committing to this list tonight, it doesn't bind future CIP lists. It's flexible. It can be gamed a little bit. So, you know, right now, this, it has the culvert repair and the two bridge repairs. If I have those in the top three, it says the funding agencies, hey, this community has these three things in their priorities, so they must definitely want them. But let's say there's a paving project, paving funding that the city had a good chance to apply for, the city could go reevaluate the CIP list and then move projects up and down based on the likelihood of getting funding. So, again, this is just an initial one. I mean, it's still official, but, again, it's subject to change based on the projects that get funded or the city priorities or outside funding opportunities.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Any questions or comments for Jordan?
I saw that.
I didn't bring it up.
All right.
Well, it's the resolution. That's correct.
Yes.
All right. So, hearing no comment, question. On to we have a motion at this time to adopt Resolution 2210, Capital Improvement Project.
I do have one question for Jordan. Is all these projects look good? Is there a specific reason you didn't put the burn box on there? Is that because the CBDB is coming up so fast, or?
So for capital projects, it's not technically a capital project.
Not big enough.
But it kind of splits between equipment and capital, kind of a floater.
Sure.
So you know, traditionally things like the new grader really wouldn't be on there, or
not infrastructure per se.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
It's something like a new jail facility that would be on here.
Yeah, that'd be an example. Okay.
A motion by Marita. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Arlene. Roll call, please, Jay.
Amy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, we'll move on to the next order of business. It's old business, and there's one item, City Hall repair bid, which we received today. We're trying to get it sooner, but Alan, did you guys get the email, Alan or Jack?
I don't have it open in front of me. I haven't checked. I probably have it if they'd done it.
Okay, read the bid. Read that online. That's what you're right. Okay, the proposal is for $495 for $38.96 at this point. This is going to be down from
8:30.
It started at 8:30, went to 6. It's down to under 5.
Do we have a lot more exclusions?
The exclusions are about the same. Some of the exclusions, you know, I'll say boilerplate, but they're standard exclusions. I know specifically, you know, dealing with like the fire hydrants, the water lines, they have no idea where they work, frankly. So it's a non-issue. They thought the fire hydrant was like, you know, adjacent to the building. That's been on there for a while, but it's not really relevant. We did just get this today. I just ran down actually doing a site visit. So, you know, that site visit, if council moves forward or we want clarification on some items, that would be a, would turn out to be a pretty good investment. That $10,000 to save $200,000. So, I don't, again, I haven't had a chance to take a look at depth. We've called work on it. Bring the mayor and anybody else. So this is brand new to me. And President Gavin finds that.
So we can look at this in
the
next meeting?
Yeah, I don't believe there is a expiration date on it, like a 30-day price guarantee.
How long are you here for?
I don't know.
Right? I mean, if you're considering a special meeting where we can sit down and really discuss the topic, after everyone has a chance to look at it a little bit more and get the city workers involved in the conversation, maybe like Thursday have a special meeting or something like that.
I don't think that would be necessary. I think we'd wait until the next meeting, actually, if everyone agrees to that. But I spoke with them. They're not going to come too quickly. They're pretty busy up at Elmendorf at this time, most of their crew. And he said he said it still can be bargained to what we needed to. So I don't think we have a pressing. People are in a hurry of any kind at this point. Any other comments? No?
No action.
I think so. At least we look it over and then try to figure out where to make cuts if we can. As far as the funding for something this large, we do have grant money in our that can only.
It wasn't grant money in the traditional sense. It was American
Rescue Plan Act? ARPA.
ARPA, yes, thank you. A lot of acronyms. the city did get funding from the feds. It's fairly loose restrictions on spending. I mean, you can go buy Porsches, but, you know, this would be, you know, more than a valid use. It wouldn't cover all of it. It'd leave the city about $100,000 short. We have spent some money, pay for the engineering survey, and then the site visit too. Some of those funds are even appropriated for the process. You know, we're basically at a zero information baseline on the building.
Unless we can maybe save in some areas if we don't have to. Okay, thanks, Jordan. Any other comments or questions? We'll table this until the next meeting then.
On our agenda, so do we need to make a motion to table it, or is it just something that's on an agenda?
No action, right?
No action.
Okay. All right, so then no action taken on City Hall, repair bid. We'll move on to new business. And first, the cemetery fence. We have, estimate from, I should have had Julius read this, I guess, but the estimate about $27,618.27. The full amount is for 30, but then we don't pay the tax. Okay. So I know we we've talked about this for quite a while, and the fence is pretty much shot.
This is just for materials, Mayor?
Yep. Yeah, this is just the fencing.
So who would put the fence up?
If we could get it out this summer, I mean, that would be something we could do, or else put it up ourselves. It'll be this summer. I called Trident, and they were willing to bring it on their, well, I guess, ship, but on their freighter, and it wouldn't be till May. Though. That would be something to kind of hard to arrange, probably. I'm not sure who would let it sit in their yard till then. Something to be worked out there yet. So. But free shipping would be nice. When I called them, they were willing to do so.
So I know we've been talking about this fence for a while. So the numbers that we have here, those are the most current?
Yeah, we got this a little over a month ago, and then we came up that we had to vote it in, so this is the amount. Jordan?
And just to clarify, the funding for this project would come from the Bingo Fund, gaming fund. That the funds from proceeds of gaming, there's some state requirements, but for community services, this is the main one. This would definitely fall under community benefit.
All right, thanks, Jordan. Any other comments? All right, hearing none, I guess I'll ask for a motion to approve the spending for the cemetery fence. I put a number on that, but I'm not sure if it will not support today. So do I have to have a limit?
I have a comment.
Yeah.
Would it be easier for us to wait until time?
That could be worked out. I'm not sure the price won't go up or down.
No, we won't. And you can pay and have them hold it.
That would be a good idea. They'd spend all the bingo money on the City Hall air project and not be able to get it.
And just to elaborate on that, the funds, if council makes the motion to go forward this purchase, the funds, this will be credited this calendar year because gaming runs on a calendar year because those gaming entities aren't government. And then any funds spent after January 1, 2023, if the impact does take the gaming funds, they'll pay for City Hall rehab.
All right. We have a motion by Amy. We have a second.
I'll second.
Second by Marita. Thank you. Roll call, please, Jim.
Austin?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Marita?
Right, motion carried. Okay, we'll move on to the next item of new business is 2023 Hickey and Associates contract. And I'll hand the floor to Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So the city, for the past, looks like 17 years, has used Mark Hickey as their lobbyist down in Juneau. Mr. Hickey was the head of DOT, like age 33 or something. So one of main focuses on DOT, so Airport, Marine. between infrastructure as it relates to, you know, roads, bridges, docks, culverts, all that good stuff. So we said, you know, we've used him in the past. I've worked with him both at the city and then also at two previous employers, actually. He's very good, has a lot of contacts, cuts through the red tape surprisingly well, and Lord knows there's a lot of that with the DOT. There's a lot of the DOT funds are federal pass-through funds, and that has a whole other just layer of goodness to it. So this proposed contract is the same as last year, $68,000 plus a $250 APOC registration fee, APOC being the Alaska Public Offices Commission. So all lobbyists have to register with the state, and all employers of lobbyists, i.e. the city, have to register with the state and then provide quarterly reporting, which I take care of that. It's not too onerous. So given that our DOT is going to be very active the next 4 to 5 years and have a boatload of funding, you know, keeping Mark, you know, under contract, it's helped me personally in the past. You know, it's helped the city. I believe this to be a prudent use of public funds.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Any comment, questions for Jordan? All right. Hearing none. At this time, do we have a motion to approve the 2023 Hickey and Associates contract?
Motion to accept
contract agreement for 017.
Contract to be
okay. We have a second. I'll second that. Roll call, please, Jay.
Marisa?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. Okay, we'll move on to the next item of new business is a donation request from UTT for the Christmas potluck for the amount.
Last year you gave 500.
Last year's was 500. We didn't have a workshop, so both the same amount.
So we do this every year. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Annual. Any other questions or comments? Okay. All right, hearing comment. So at this time, do we have a motion to accept the QTT Christmas potluck donation for $500?
I'll make the motion to donate $500 to the annual
QTT. A motion by Marita. We have a second. Second by Amy. Roll call, please, Jay.
Jack?
Yep.
Arlene?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Rachel?
Yes.
All right, motion carried. We'll move on to the next item of new business is a donation request from Pollock Harbor Tribe for the Silver Bell Rock.
So,
all right, thanks. And the amount,
I forgot. $400. We split 800 two ways last year.
Correct. Yeah, it was a amount of 800. 400 each for Pollock Harbor Tribe and for the...
I'll make a motion to donate $400 to the Pollock Harbor Tribe to be used for prize money for the Silver Bell Rock.
Okay, we have a motion by Austin. We have a second.
I will second that.
Second by Amy. Roll call, please, Jay.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack?
We moved along a little fast there, but I support this. I just, you know, I want to make sure that when this is promoted in town, that it's, you know, Paula Fiber Tribe and the city of Sandpoint, you know, function as opposed. I mean, if we're donating half the proceeds, then our name should be promoted as well, right? But yeah, yes, I do support this.
Thanks.
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Austin. Anyway, okay. We'll move on to the next item of new business. Is the Board of Fish meeting that are coming up in February. The reason for it, I guess, start the discussion on what the city's role will be when it comes time. Last year, donated to the SANE Association, plus we sent, go ahead, Jordan, three people. We sent three people, which I'm not sure if we want to. I guess we're not. We still have till next month to decide, but this is kind of hopefully was a discussion for our workshop, which we didn't have. Awesome. Jordan?
So just a quick background for those of you who weren't on council, the 2019 cycle. So in the 2019 cycle, the borough was the lead entity on it. They're kind of the overarching thing. You know, they handled the war room, food and drink costs. You know, I think they hired the lawyers directly. Whereas last year during the emergency meeting, Ariam took the lead. I spoke with the borough today, and I think Jimmy can confirm this, that they're not taking that lead. They're kind of just going to be more, not just, I mean, committed up to a certain dollar amount of funding. So it's just two different models. So. And then, so it's also, you know, there's the donation question, and then there is, you know, who, if any, does the city want to send? I know this past spring, tribes and corporations sent quite a few people, and I believe the city sent three as well. So I guess, you know, what dollar amount is spending, and then how that money be allocated?
Thanks, Jordan. Austin? So when you say the Area M, you mean the Area M Association?
Yes.
Okay, so they headed up. It seems to be the best way that we can spend our money here is to work with the people that are heading it up, right? Is there any signaling that Area M Standard Association is going to have the same, you know, like war room, handling some sort of cohesiveness for the area?
I don't know at the time.
The borough has that. They supply the room stuff. I'm not sure they send people. You know, the tribes send people in their tribe. And their association is pretty much, when they have a meeting, though, it's a closed meeting. It's them only. And when they went into the, they brokered the deal for the Shumigan last year, which they didn't include everybody when they made the deal. So they are on their own for their members. But yes, you know, we have a lot of people in town who may not be included with that group, who may want to go and don't have the money. But like last time we sent, you know, Bob the Pizza and Jim Brown, he was basically retired, but we'd like to stick to fishermen this time. There probably will be somebody that wants to go. You have a comment? Okay. But any comment?
Yeah, Jim, I don't know what to say. you know, the meetings, I just, you know, being how it's a driving force out here, I think we ought to put something into it, but I belong to that organization. I think I've been signing up as a set netter, but I've also got a saying from it. But yeah, there's a lot of people, obviously the set netters are outside of that. Most of the set netters are outside of that. I think they have 11 members, or 12. Not sure of the number. But, you know, the Saners, we kind of need those because in order to have a plant here, we're going to have to produce some sort of volume. And I've got reservations and worried about that, too. But
forever by my side. Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sign Point, Alaska.
And they recorded it in a place where love's...
Most of what I've heard, you all have heard. But our meetings are going to be basically overrun with a bunch of people who've never even been on the ocean, other than what it's stiff. So we're going to need to use all the time that's allotted to us. Try to have our people speaking on it, I would think.
All right. Thanks, Jack. Any other comments?
Okay, so this request is for membership dues, and as a member, what?
We're just kind of discussing what our involvement is. We'll get to the donation.
Okay.
Yeah, if we just
want to... I was just wondering, if we do become a member, what does that entitle the city?
Oh. You know, we don't need to decide this meeting about what we're going to do for the Board of Fishermen. You're exactly right. We could probably make an allocation next month, you think?
Yes, but if the city is going to send people just on behalf of the city, they just get, you know, given that, you know, flights fill up, hotel rooms fill up, it might be better now to just say, okay, the city's going to send three people or four people or five people, or city will send X amount of people. That could be decided tonight. And then you get more information on what the impact of the city paying membership dues to Area M would mean in terms of strategy and involvement in the upcoming meeting.
Okay. So we had money allocated last time for up to three people was the plan. Do you know what the budget was for that? Gotta be like in high $8,000 probably.
$8,000, yeah. Unfortunately, that's a Curtis question.
Yeah,
that's in their books.
I can't remember.
Would it be appropriate to make a motion to say that we'll send three people again, or do we want to increase it to four people? Is it beneficial, or is the time to do this now?
I think we could wait until we should list that. I don't know how to go about soliciting the involvement. Like we want people to come to us. We don't know who's going to come, I guess. We could wait.
Maybe making a motion saying that as a city we'll advertise that we're requesting applications for three people to go to the Board of Fish meeting at the next cycle. And the city will pay, you know, a trip, hotel, per diem for the trip based on how many days are there. And then just kind of advertise throughout the city for people to have an application of some sort, however we did it previously.
I think so. And then when their testimony was done, I think a lot of them were done and they went home. Fishermen usually stay till the end.
I'd like it to be fishermen, so I want to make sure
Yeah.
The fishermen that we're sending.
I think that's important. Jordan?
Sorry, just to clarify, would that include permit holders and deckhands, or just permit holders? Or what's a fisherman? Not to be get too far in the weeds here. But just...
I think they mostly... Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Mayor. I before we get so wound up in as a council trying to pick individual people to send, I think we just have to come up with a how many people do we want to send, and then we can't rule this by committee. It's too difficult a process. We just kind of have to put our trust in the mayor and Jordan to pick the right people. We'll see who is interested, and we need articulate people who can deliver a solid message, and it's a complicated. I don't think I'm the one who could stand up there and do it, but I agree. I think we want to focus on getting fishermen there and fishermen that can say deliver a message in a clear way, and let's support it. If three is the number, let's do three. If you think five would be better, maybe we should do that. We could always adjust the number later. But I think all of us council members support this, and we supporting the Area M. Saners Association. It's kind of like our last fish here, isn't it? They've taken our cod, and we're running out of fish to keep our city afloat. So. I support it, and not try to analyze all the details, but just let's support it. And I don't know, five people, we can always adjust that number. We don't have to we can always cancel a room reservation or something later if we only come up with three that we think are useful. Okay, that's my comment.
All right, thanks, Alan. That's pretty very good, because we don't know who's the up to five is probably a good idea.
Could I have one more comment, okay. Jim?
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
I agree with what Al was saying there, Rob, for sure. And I just think somebody from the city should go from the cities, either yourself or administrator or somebody we could pay to speak for us or something. But I think somebody should be speaking up for the city here, because there's parallels here going on that we have people from outside of the area trying to shut us down. I mean, we've got a very expensive airport down there. We've got docking facilities here. I think somebody should go. I mean, we put a lot of money into this town, and so is the state, and so is the Fed. And I think somebody ought to pitch that side of it, too, because basically it's what Alan says. It's the fish that are available, and the way politics taken over here is a lot of our problem at this board right now. People going up there to give testimony on subjects they don't know anything about, but they're going to go take up time and meeting space. So I think everybody who goes up there, as Alan said, should be well articulated and be able to make their point. That's one of the reasons that I go. I pay my own way if I go. I'm hoping to be there this year, but I can't make any promises right now. I don't know if I can walk or not, I guess. But we need somebody, at least one from the city to go and pitch the city's side of it as far as needing the money for revenue and stuff. I mean, fishing drives everything, and the city is, instead of taking any sides, I think we ought to go paint the picture, and then, like Al was saying, get some fishermen up there who can talk and make their points, because this is kind of going to be a big deal. We don't want to send anybody up there stepping on toes or anything either. We want people to go in and make their points and try to get those board members tied up in between business. That's normal, but we need to have something in place to get, like I said, people there. So that's all I've got. Thanks.
All
definitely a very coordinated effort when everybody from this area gets there. That war room they have, is everyone was helping stay on the same page, put it that way. So if anything outside of what's necessary really can hurt the progress of what guys have been already doing. So, I think we should, we don't know who's going to come, but it's very important. We did lose half our PAC in June last year. For,
you know. So are there two things going on to say, yes, we would like, we would pay our dues to the Area M Saners Association, and then is there another one where we're saying, yes, we will spend up to five people?
Yeah,
to go, I mean, are we, is there two things?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Yeah, the new business, we have the Board of Fish meetings, and then next is a donation request from Area M.
Oh, okay, I'm
Saners
sorry.
Association. We just want to make sure, well, as for our workshop, we'd have discussed this very easily, but we do want to be involved.
Yeah.
If the city loses a lot of money when the fish is, and there's a lot of opposition to it. Austin?
I'm just going to go ahead and make a motion, if that's okay with everyone.
Okay.
For the Board of Fish, for the Board of Fish meeting.
And then we'll go to end up with five.
I was going to say this, and I was going to say no less than three. That way we are guaranteeing we'll send three people, and if more than three people come along that we want to send, we can go higher.
Okay.
Does that seem reasonable? We're going to phrase it that way?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that I know there's at least three good people in this community who will go there in a strong case.
Yeah, and if we have, you know, two other guys that come along, and then we can say, hey, we're going to send five.
Okay.
You know? And I agree with Alan, too, that I moved here to fish in 2009. I landed in a different place where I am now. I haven't fished for a few years, but, you know, been part of the fishing as processing and on and every level. And not saying I should go, but, like, we've all fished, you know. We've all touched it very closely. I think that, you know, getting too nitty-gritty about who we're sending might be counter-effective, like Alan and Jack were kind of mentioning, you know, because everyone here has fished in some capacity or been part of the fishery at some point, too. So I'll make a motion that the city advertise funding for positions for no less than three people to go to the Board of Fisheries with air travel and per diem provided.
All right, we have a motion by Austin for up to three.
At least three,
sorry. Recording. We have a second.
Okay.
We have a second by Amy. Roll call.
Is there any other discussion?
Oh, any other comments? Forward. Roll call, please, Dave.
Arlene?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack?
How about now? You hear me now?
Yes. I hear you.
Sorry, I was muted. Yes.
Okay. Amy?
Yep.
Alan?
Yes.
Austin.
Yes.
All right. The motion carries. So we'll move on to the next order. New business number six, which is the donation request from Area M Saners Association. First, is anyone from the association on the telephone? I did meet with a couple of those fellows out there. They've been very active, and they've been going to pretty much every month. There's a meeting. They put a lot of effort into what's coming up for us. So I do believe, you know, they are the forefront of what's happening at this point in Fort Fish. So I think it's well worth
I like how they say that they want to reach out to senators to be part of this, because I think that would be a great strategy for the people to split the gear types up and try to get them opposed to each other for the area. I think that's obviously going to be probably try to happen. So coming in as a united front would be great. And, who was it, the letters that were addressed to from up north at the AYK? They were addressed to Kylie as the president of the senior association. So it's very clear that what they're doing is spearhead for the movement right now. So I agree, we should fund them.
Thanks, boss.
Last year it was called a donation request, and in the letter it says membership dues, and I just put what it was called last year on your agenda, so I'm not sure what the city, the membership, or if it's a donation.
I think it'll be a donation. I don't think we'd want to be a member.
It does say membership in the letter.
So do we need to
paragraph first word?
It's basically a $5,000 donation request. It's right in the top paragraph there. Whoever, I don't know if Jade, but if you look down, second paragraph, conundrum there of some sort. It says they have 65 members. I'm assuming there's a typo behind that. It says 64 saners and 11, but that would make 75 instead of 65. So there's a typo in there. Maybe we can get that straightened out from Heather, too. Hold on. This letter's not signed. Okay. Well, probably clarify it with her.
I'm going to make a motion to donate $5,000, make the donation request for the Area M Sustainers Association.
All right. Thanks, Amy. We have a motion by Amy to donate $5,000 to the Area M Sustainers Association. We have a second.
I will.
Second by Jack. Any further comments or questions?
Question.
Arlene?
Because a member, this is a member, but we're just doing it.
Correct. I think that would be best for position for everybody. They are looking for, we were going to change their wording. Say all kinds of things, so I won't say it.
Okay. It
would be a lot of work to change their heading. Didn't have time to make up a new name. That's what I was told. It is a donation. Any other comment? All right. Hearing none. Roll call. Jed?
Alan?
Mr. Mayor, could I ask a question first?
Oh, sure. Jack, go ahead.
I'm sorry, but because I'm a member of that, should I abstain?
You probably could.
Okay, well.
I don't think you're benefiting from it, but what?
Yeah, I don't think you're directly.
No, there would be no. Oh,
yeah
okay. I should be able to vote on that, but I'd see what our administrator and you have to say about it is all.
It's conflict of interest is generally if you're voting on a motion or an item or an action of some sort. When it comes to your income, it would be a substantial portion of income for you or anybody in your immediate family as defined in state code. So given that this money is not going to your pocket, it's going to an organization that you belong to, I don't see any need to. However, if you wish to, and council also agrees with your wish to abstain, then by all means.
Right. Thanks, Jordan.
Okay, well, if I don't have an income, if the council's comfortable with it, I'll stay with it.
Okay. Thanks, Jack. Okay. Roll call, please, Jade.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
All right. Motion carried. Okay. We'll move on to... Okay. The next, I believe, is... Public comment. Oh. Do we have that?
We don't.
Okay. We're working on a... set rules for public comment, but we'll get to that next thing. So, any public comments at this time?
This one, public comment.
Okay, Alan?
I got another certificate for fire safety in Port Harbors and Pinos.
That's true. I have a copy of that. I'm sorry, Alan. I should have brought that up under the harbor. Alan has taken a course for fire and
fire safety. This one safety. Is fire safety.
Our safety in our harbor. Thanks.
A lot of information.
Yeah. Yeah, that we talked about. That was a lot of rules for some of that.
Yes.
Yeah, what you can and can't do. Step in to help. So, all right. Thanks, Sally.
Get on.
Any other?
Since there's not a spot for this, for the January meeting, we may have to move the date because you and Jordan, I think, or
the mayor, definitely.
Yeah, right. The mayor will be attending the borough's
strategic
planning session. And it falls during our council. So I just wanted to set out January.
I got on the borough's yearly strategic planning session is January 11th. And our meeting. Well, so we could either move the date or I could do it remotely from Anchorage. I'm not sure which would be a better idea.
Our meeting would be the 10th.
Tuesday. It would be better to be here, that's for sure. Well, I'm looking at the wrong one. Sorry. Where is it?
That's wrong.
Oh, so it's the wrong year. I actually have to pull it.
Right.
So the 11th would be having a schedule. The day to get there would be nice. So 9th or the 6th, would that be okay for everybody? Or was it not a good idea? Later?
I think later's. Given the holidays coming up,
the Monday the 9th?
Or the 17th, maybe?
Actually, I may not come back. I'm actually going somewhere. once I get there, I'm not 100%.
Okay, so either then, what are our dates that we can work with? The 9th or the 6th was thrown out?
So
you're going to a meeting on the 10th or 11th?
The 11th should start for the borough.
I say we do it the 6th, Friday the 6th, unless somebody has objections to that.
Gives everybody time to get over the holidays.
Yeah.
Of all the dates you just mentioned, the 6th sounds the best for me.
Okay, the 6th, okay. Jack, 6th sound okay to you?
Yeah, I'm with that earlier, better.
Oh, there's fishing through, yeah, so that happens. Okay, so we'll move our January meeting to Friday the 6th, 7 p.m., workshop at 2. Okay, thank you. Take a seat. All right, any other public comments at this time before we go into executive session? All right. Hearing none. But this time, soon after. Okay. Was it on there? Oh, sorry. Thanks, Ted. Any council comments at this time?
Oh, yeah, I just came back from AML.
And that was an interesting experience for the new elected officers and the first day of sessions. And one of the sessions that I attended was about strategic planning. And it's good that the borough came up. I think that it would be great for us to set up our strategic plan, especially with infrastructure money coming through, Jordan bringing up the CIP. You know, things like our infrastructure planning, the CIP should be informed from our strategic plan. And I think it's definitely probably time that we looked at it, see how relevant it is or isn't, and then maybe consider whether or not it's time for us to reevaluate the strategic plan at some time in the not-so-distant future.
Thanks. Any other comments? Do we want to comment on that? We'll try to work some of the next meeting. That's a good comment. All right. So no other council comments at this time?
I do have a kind of comment about, I don't know this answer, about, budget, how that works with the city. Do we have a projected budget for, 2 years, 1 year? How does that work with us?
So the city's on a one-year budget cycle.
Okay.
And then each year we do a mid-year budget amendment.
Okay.
So at the January meeting, we'll have almost 6 months' worth of data.
Okay.
And then several figures that will, budget as adopted, and then make changes reflect anything, compare revenues to expenditures at a point compared to what we thought they would be.
Right.
Because given that, our fiscal year starts July 1, we kind of right middle fishing season.
Right.
It's always real hit or miss then to figure out, when the fish are going to come. Whether you come before July 1, after July 1, what's the volume going to be, what's the price going to be.
Okay.
So it's just a traditional mid-year budget.
Okay. Yeah, I just didn't know the projected how
right.
you guys did that.
Yeah, we're fair on 1 year.
Thanks, Amy. Thanks, Jordan. Is that an ordinance at the midterm?
Yes.
Okay. So we 2 months process. All right. Any other council comments at this time?
I just, are you going to have Jade call me, or how are you going to have me get in on the teleconference? Are we going to use the same number, or are we going to get a different number?
I'll call you with the code right when we get done. Right after everybody.
Thanks, Jade.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thanks, Jack. Same for you, I guess, Alan. Oh. If there's no further comment, we'll move into executive session for
the motion.
Oh, yeah. It's ready to
I'll make a motion to move into executive session at 27.
Second it. A motion by Marisa and a second by Amy. Go into executive session at 8:27.
I'm going to hang up till I hear from Jade. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to read it.